Hello and welcome to the S Words Podcast, a roundtable discussion about pop culture topics that begin with the letter S. I'm Kevin Chu.
I'm Dominic Nguyen.
And our guests for this week are two of our good friends, Danny Suthavarakam from oopac.com and Lita Cho from The Good, The Bad, The Movie Review. It's a pleasure to have you guys with us for the first time. And the way we'll be structuring the shows from now on is usually that me and Dom will co-host and we'll rotate in some guest hosts for the two other chairs that we have. So for this very first episode, I'd just like to lay out the format for you listeners. The S Words Podcast picks a topic each week, and we discuss its relevance, relation to our own lives, and just about everything else in between. So this week we're going with an S-word that's just around the corner, and that's the Super Bowl, pretty much the biggest sporting event in the United States. And with that said, let's go straight into the very first question that we usually would ask. What was your first Super Bowl?
The first Super Bowl I remember? Well, I have very vague memories of Joe Montana while sitting on my dad's knee, but that, you know, I wasn't even 4 years old when the Niners won their second Super Bowl. And so all of that has a mythic quality for me. The first Super Bowl I really remember is 1995 with Steve Young and the 49ers beating the ever-living crap out of the San Diego Chargers.
Oh, dang, you just took my Super Bowl.
Hey, I can have that Super Bowl too. All right? It's everybody's Super Bowl. Danny?
You know, I'll be honest with you. I didn't actually watch the Super Bowl for the football up until about last year.
Really?
Yeah.
But I agree. Me too.
But you watch college football.
Yes, I watched college football like 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Guess who introduced him to college football? Yeah, that's right. Me. And then there was his wife, who I introduced to football and taught football to. And yeah.
Very impressive.
Thanks for that, by the way.
Yeah.
Streamlined process significantly.
It does.
I don't actually remember my first Super Bowl either. But Kevin taught me.
Watch the Super Bowl with me. I mean,
yeah. But like, I never knew how football was played until you told me how it was played when we went to the Cal game. When I played the video games, I would just be like, "What's a touchback?" Okay.
Why, when I run backwards, does it give other people points?
I thought it was a good thing, so I kept doing it. I'm like, "Yay, touchbacks!"
You played Madden
20 yards. You have to admit.
On the Genesis. It was Madden 1997. Something like that.
They had Genesis in 97?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they were still making Genesis.
They were still making Genesis games in around then.
Come on, it's Madden. They'll continue spitting them out until they run out of space.
Yeah, the first Madden I played was, I think, 93 for Super Nintendo. So that's why I was like, that's like 5 years later.
The first Madden I played was the first Madden for Genesis.
Was that 93?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was around then. Yeah, we'll find out. Huh. You can look it up.
Dang, man.
We need to. It's too bad that John Madden doesn't start with an S anywhere, otherwise we'd do an entire podcast about him, too.
But here's the other thing I want to ask you, though, because you grew up as a Sega kid. Like, you played Madden instead of Joe Montana Pro Speak Football?
I did.
What is that game? What's Joe Madden's Pro Speak?
Joe Madden's Pro Speak.
Joe Madden? You mean Joe Montana?
Joe Montana, sorry.
You're
killing my youth here, Lita. Come on.
It's okay.
I mean, Joe Montana, I grew up and he was a god. He was a god.
Why didn't you play his game?
Because I couldn't afford it.
Oh. Did it cost more than Madden?
No, it's just that I'd never actually played my own Madden. My parents would buy for me the really, you know, easily sent to children games, like Mickey Mouse's Castle of Illusion. I got that a lot.
Me too. I got, like, Bugs
Quackshot.
Oh, yeah. Tell
I got them about. I have, when I had the Nintendo, the regular Nintendo, my parents would buy me, like, Bugs Bunny, Birthday Party, and, like, Sesame Street, and it was...
That's what I got. But
everyone
I would
else have Mario 3, and I was like...
I would have rather had Madden when I was growing up, and Joe Montana's Pro Speak Football. I do remember Tecmo Bowl.
Oh, Tecmo Bowl is awesome.
I never owned that, and I still played that.
Bo Jackson was a god. A god. There will never be another character in a football game as powerful and overpowered as Bo Jackson in that game. It was amazing.
So, going back to Super Bowl. We plan to ramble quite a bit, so kind of expect that in the show. What did you think of your first Super Bowl? Like, for me, it was the same one that you were talking about, the San Francisco versus the San Diego Chargers, and San Francisco completely beating them,
well,
and Deion Sanders getting to play offense at the last minute.
The thing is that the other Super Bowl that I remember is the other 49ers smushing of the Denver Broncos. That one I only remember as the score. And so I always thought that the Super Bowl was pretty much just putting the crown on someone you already knew was going to win. And when I was growing up, that was the Niners or the Cowboys.
Yeah, I vaguely recall the existence of the Denver Broncos, mostly because of the Simpsons.
Yeah.
All the Denver Broncos!
Homer, you've always wanted to have a football team.
You just don't understand football much.
What is it? John Elway scores the touchdown, making the final score of the Super Bowl. Denver 7. San Francisco 49ers. Like, was it 50? Something
yeah,
like that.
50 or something like that. Wait, is that the same episode where President Simpson wins the Super Bowl?
No, it wasn't. It was the same episode as Scorpio.
Oh, okay, Scorpio. Okay. Oh, Scorpio's an S-word.
Yeah, Scorpio is an S-word.
I, in fact, absorbed most of my football knowledge from popular culture as opposed to actually watching football.
I'm trying to fix that.
The idea of watching football is kind of low, only picking up recently. But come to think of it, I mean, last year's Super Bowl, I mean, come on, can't get much better than that.
You can. Yeah. You can.
You can, but in
there
recent
has been
years,
one. 1999 was the one where, if only that Kevin Dyson had been 1, maybe 2 inches taller, then they would have won.
Oh, if he was just born taller.
He was just born taller. I saw that one in the dorms. Yeah, it was my first communal Super Bowl instead of a family Super Bowl, and it was just one of the most exciting endings to a Super Bowl ever until, you know, the helmet catch last year.
Yeah.
So, Lita, what was your first Super Bowl actually like? Did you actually watch it for the football, or were you just watching
it
because everyone watched it, right?
Yeah, it was for the commercials, not gonna lie. I don't even remember the commercials anymore. They're not as memorable as the years that I came when I keep...
But what's the commercial that you remember the most? Because I have one in particular.
I have one, too.
I think Dom knows, too.
Right now, all I can think of is the Big Daddy commercial, but what is yours?
The GoDaddy commercials?
Yeah, the GoDaddy.
Really? That's with the one you remember?
I don't know.
With the girls...
the stick.
With the girls taking off their shirts?
Isn't that usually something a guy is supposed to remember?
I mean, you have breasts. You can see them every day in the mirror.
But there was such a controversy with those, like... Oh, like everyone was talking about it. Like, oh, they didn't let it air, blah, 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 blah. And then, like, next Super Bowl, they let it air. And I was like, okay.
Well, I think my commercial...
is better.
Is
yeah.
much better.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
It's I'm pretty sure we can agree on this. It's Terry Tate, office linebacker.
Oh, no. I'd forgotten.
Now, I remember growing up, I watched that commercial during the Super Bowl, and they said go online. I think it was to terrytate.com or reebok.com and see more. And I went on there, and the thing is, you needed to be 18 to watch more of them. So I was like, screw this, I'm gonna put like I'm 99, right? But I scrolled wrong, and I entered 17, and I was blocked out, and I had no idea how to get to the site ever again. So not until
you didn't know about cookies and things like that?
No, I'm a kid. I don't know this stuff. This was like during the time when it was exciting to move from AOL to an internet service provider and using Netscape to get to
play. Netscape Navigator was the king until it was terrible, which actually happened pretty quickly.
It did happen pretty quickly.
But yeah, Terry Tate office linebacker is good. But I just one of the things that sticks out in my head is the excesses of the .com era of Super Bowls, where there was that E-Trade commercial with
monkey.
Just the monkey dancing for 30 seconds.
That's
and then at the very end, it just says, "Well, we just lost $2 million. We just wasted $2 million. Where's your money going?"
Yeah, dude, I love
we're
that.
We're gonna ignore those for a while. You have to enjoy this.
But well, we're still seeing good commercials. It's not like,
but
we're not seeing as excessive commercials.
Yeah, we're not seeing the big E-Trade like Broadway musical synchronized swimmers, monkeys everywhere commercials.
They're not gonna be quite as meta anymore. It's true.
But here's the thing I'm wondering about is that the economy is in a slump. What kind of Super Bowl commercials are going to see that?
Did you hear about that one company? I forget what its name was. No, not FedEx. There was another one that I believe it's a service to essentially cheat on your wife. They applied to run a commercial of the Super Bowl, and of course they were denied, and they were saying that it's hypocritical for the Super Bowl to run so many alcohol ads and not run these. I have to look that up afterwards.
Something else I was thinking about. Apparently, I think it was FedEx that pulled their sponsorship out. Whoa. Because they laid off so many people that they thought it would look really bad if they went and turned around and spent $50 million on a commercial.
For this year?
Yeah, something like that.
Either
this year's commercial or like in future or something like that.
But they found someone to fill in the slot, though, right?
In all likelihood. I mean, come on.
It's the Super Bowl.
Well, that is really interesting. Dang, okay. So I guess we are seeing the first effects, but I'm pretty sure, like, what, next Super Bowl we're really going to be seeing it?
Well, here's hoping that we get at least some, you know, recovery by then, and people will go, hey, maybe it's time to advertise for the Super Bowl again. Because otherwise, oh man, last year when they started repeating the commercials,
it was
demoralizing.
It was very painful.
And then the game got really good, so...
Yeah, then we forgot.
That was, you know, at least a plus. But there were those years, it was the Carolina New England Super Bowl, where it was basically 3-3 at halftime, and we were all saying to each other, oh my god, this game's terrible, but at least the commercials are good. And then, of course, they both combined to score something like 50 points in the second half.
Wow. Well, here's the big thing about commercials this year. I think the big one is the Coors commercials. They're planning to do 31-second advertisements. But not actually nationally, right? Through local television stations. What I'm wondering is, what are those commercials going to be like? Is it just me, a guy that's screaming Coors for the whole second?
Maybe it'll be just a girl with a Coors, you know, T-shirt ripping it open, like the GoDaddy commercials.
I mean, I'm going to be watching for it tomorrow. But, like, really, is someone going to catch it?
I'd just like to go on record and say my prediction. 1 second of porn and a URL at the bottom.
Good prediction. That's
so just softcore stuff, right?
Well, enough of it that they don't get, you know, pulled by the FCC. But, you know, just that's my theory.
Maybe they're going
to... It's got to be something men will want to watch immediately. Well, what else can there be?
Terry Tate, office linebacker.
No, that does take some time to set up. Although, you can do...
You can just have him hitting people and going, woo!
Okay, that's true.
I would watch that.
That is true. I'd watch that, too.
I mean, you guys have been to the returnofterrytate.com, haven't you?
No, I haven't. Oh.
There were some other ones that they put up for the election season for Terry Tate, office linebacker.
Really? But it's not from Reebok, right?
It's not from Reebok. It's just Terry Tate, I think.
Whoa.
Him himself? Yeah.
I mean, woo!
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so let's think about it this way. Every single Super Bowl, there's always going to be the halftime show. And there's always the really good ones. Actually, I don't even know if there's really that many really good ones. But there's always the really bad ones.
Like Indiana Jones, those two?
Wait, what?
You don't know about this?
Oh,
the Super Bowl halftime shows didn't always, have to be concerts. They used to be shows. And Indiana Jones, not Harrison Ford as Indiana Jones, but some, you know, stunt actor dressed up as Indiana Jones, was in two Super Bowls at the halftime show. They brought Indiana Jones in for two Super Bowls to just, you know, run around and do stunts and entertain people. These Super Bowl halftime shows used to be terrible. Terrible.
Wow.
I mean, it goes back to The Simpsons again. Do you remember that one Simpsons thing about with the halftime show where the aliens come out and sing?
Oh, really?
That's what it used to be like. That actually is what it used to be like. It used to be this chintzy Disney on Ice.
Maybe it's a good thing that
like,
I didn't start watching
movie tie-in thing. It the likes of which we will thankfully never see again. Because what we're limited to now is all those promos with the Fox robot who gets to take all of that crap for us.
So here's the thing I'm wondering about. So you mentioned the Fox robot, right? For 20th Century Fox, I mean, not 20th Century Fox, Fox Television, they air the Super Bowl pretty much almost every year. I think it is every year, right? They've got, like, the contract for it.
Yeah, they've got the contract.
So, I mean, how much do they pay to get that kind of contract? Like, it's an exorbitant amount, right?
It is an exorbitant amount. I mean, you saw how much NBC paid for the Olympics, and the Olympics gets way less viewers than the Super Bowl.
But here's the thing. So, like, is it worth it sometimes? Like,
viewership
for the Super Bowl never feels like it's growing.
Oh, it's growing.
It is?
Just that in percentage, the thing is that the viewership is already so wide that percentage growth is, you know, minuscule.
There are difficulty finding new people to watch football. You basically have to get your child of football age.
Yeah, you basically just have to give birth to more people to watch football for the football viewership to go up.
All right. So, here's the thing that I'm really wondering. What are you guys expecting from tomorrow's game? I'm actually expecting it not to be that exciting, especially considering last year's game.
Well, so there's a theory. The Arizona Cardinals are one of the best offenses in the NFL, and the Pittsburgh Steelers are one of the best defenses in the NFL. The theory is that those two are going to cancel out, and we'll see the two weaker segments fighting it out. So it'll be Ben Roethlisberger running around with like a chicken with his head cut off, throwing things at random. You know, trying to hit the bull or something, and then it'll be the Arizona Cardinals defense.
Do you know anybody?
Isn't there Chike Okiefor on there? He's a Cal guy. Anyway, the Cardinals defense was doing really well in these playoffs, and they've been beating the crap out of people. And so it'll basically be, you know, Hines Ward, who's Korean, half Korean, by the way. I have to remind you of this.
Wait, what?
His name is Kim Hyun A. He is half Korean.
He's a Korean football player. Basically.
He's a half Korean football player.
Okay.
But anyway, so it'll be, you know, Ben Roethlisberger, Hines Ward, and Willie Parker, who's hopefully healthy. And same with Hines Ward. But anyway.
They've had 2 weeks to walk it off. They'll be fine.
Yeah, they've had 2 weeks of trainers rubbing dirt on it, right?
Yeah.
But it'll be them versus the Arizona Cardinals defense. And then we'll have to see if Larry Fitzgerald can pull off some amazing acrobatic catches as if he, you know, does that every day, which he does. I hate that man. He has everything I don't.
Hair?
Dom has his hair. Hair is awesome. Did you know why he wears the dreadlocks like that,
yeah,
though?
Yeah,
that's for his mom.
Really?
Yeah.
His dreadlocks are the way his mom kept her hair.
And he hasn't cut his hair since his mom died.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
He's all Samson and stuff. Although it is true that if your hair goes out of your helmet, it is a legal part to grab, right?
Yeah.
For him, Palomalu, and all those other people with the who try to shirk the NFL dress code.
He's got the hair cape going on.
Hair cape.
So actually, Lita, last year you got to see one of the best Super Bowls in a long time.
And you know what? I was in Germany.
That's
German.
That's right.
That's
I forgot
right.
about that.
I'm sorry.
Did you watch it through Slingbox or something?
No. I was in Germany. When the Super Bowl was on, I was asleep. Because I had an 8 a.m. meeting the next day. Hot dang. That was my first Super Bowl I'd missed in a very long time. And it was one of the best of all time. Oh!
It was really exciting.
Of course. At least I got to talk to my coworker the next day. He's from Boston. In the middle of the day during a meeting. In the middle of the day at a meeting, he was just, you know, idly poking around. He's like, damn, the Patriots lost. And we said to each other, it's like, what do you mean? We've known that since this morning. Yeah, well, I was actually paying attention to the meeting. You're an idiot then.
So, Lito, I got to ask you, since you don't watch football as much as the other people here, what are you actually expecting tomorrow? Are you just excited to actually watch a football game in a long time, or are you just wanting to watch the 3D trailers for Monster vs. Aliens?
I'm actually really excited for the Monster vs. Alien trailer.
You guys heard about this, right? The 3D glasses?
They're giving out 3D glasses for a trailer?
Yeah. It's really...
Dang. It's the black or white video all over again.
But the movie looks really
weird. It's actually like the two-color 3D, not the one where it's just like if something moves left or right, it makes it look 3D, like the third rock from the sun thing.
Yeah. Well, the game is... I don't think... Well, we'll see. I hope the game is more exciting than the actual commercials, because the economy these days, you know, I don't think you could afford that much much excitement in commercials anymore.
You can't afford excitement?
Yeah, I can't. I don't know, like...
Well, look on the bright side. I'm sure all of the money that was put into the commercials was spent last year.
Oh, that's true.
Well, no, things were going to crap last year, too.
Yeah.
But quietly
going to crap. People were trying to deny that things were going to crap.
Which means you put more money in advertising.
Yeah. That's a good point. You have a good point.
This year, everybody's screwed, so everyone can skimp again.
That's true.
It's the whole raising and lowering of the bar. You know, once the standards are low enough, yeah, just throw whatever crap they want out there.
Lowered expectations.
So actually, Danny, then, what are you expecting? Are you actually... Okay, actually, this is the common question for everyone, right? Who's going to win tomorrow, the game or the commercials?
I'm going to make a kick-ass guacamole tomorrow, so I don't know about you guys, but guacamole.
Yeah, guacamole's going to win.
You know, I just bought some avocados, too. I should probably bring those and throw them into the pot.
Oh, my God. There's going to be, like, we had one Super Bowl party. I think it was, you guys were there, too. Or I think Albert was one of my former roommates. He made, like, 12 avocados worth of guacamole, yeah. And then we didn't finish it, and I don't like guacamole. So he left it in the fridge with, like, the saran wrap. Actually, he left it in the fridge with the saran wrap over it, but it wasn't completely covered.
Yeah.
So the smell of the guacamole was just completely in the fridge. And every time I'd open it to go get my food, be like, oh, guacamole, great.
And, hey, guacamole is one of those great agers because it gets more... brown and sludgy.
Ew.
Every day it stays there in the fridge, no matter,
yeah.
Even if you put it in vacuum sealed tubing or something like that, I don't care what you put it in, it's gonna get old.
So can't you just swap out the avocados for beer?
I'll see what I can do.
Excellent.
I wish I could drink beer at the Super Bowl.
You're just gonna end up falling asleep though.
Yeah, I would fall asleep by halftime.
Oh, no.
And that's with half a beer.
I'm sure you'd wake up in time for the fourth quarter.
Who's playing at halftime this year?
Bruce Springsteen.
The boss.
The safe choice.
Well, of course, they're going to be making safe-ish choices nowadays.
So the thing is that, yeah, even if Bruce Springsteen flashes his chest, no one will care.
I want Janet Jancic to come back.
Well, here's the thing. They're still enforcing the five-second delay, right?
Yeah.
Totally fine to bring her back.
And so, hey, the NFL has been trying to make it so that people at the stadium actually get more amenities than the people sitting in their living room. So maybe
what better
way to do that than with boobs, right?
Oh, so you can say, like, I was there, I got to see the boobs.
Well, no, I'm not saying they're actually going to do the boobs thing, but there have been... a lot of efforts by the NFL lately to acknowledge the fact that big screens, HD, replay, all these things actually make the home experience better than the actual game experience at the stadium. And so they're going to be trying a lot of different ways to make people actually want to go to the stadium. I mean, free wireless has been a step. If you hear about the Dallas Cowboys' new stadium, they have about a 70-foot by 120-foot Jumbotron in HD. It's about half the length of the field.
Oh, my God.
Wow, it's high definition, too?
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Wait, what's the resolution on that thing?
Lots by lots.
Lots by... No, but, like, okay, fine. It could be...
If the bulb's 2 inches apart, you could probably have HD quality at that point.
It's insane.
But only in a place that's, like, crazy about football like Texas, though, right? I mean, I don't think we'd ever see... we have the technology probably here in San Francisco, but I doubt we'd ever see that here.
I wish we could, though. Have you ever been to Candlestick?
I've been to Candlestick when I was a kid, but I don't remember anything about
it. So here's the thing about Candlestick. There are two ways into Candlestick. One is from 101.
Yes.
One is from the hills of San Francisco.
Yeah, that's right.
You basically have to block off an entire day to go to a San Francisco 49ers game because you need to get there 3 hours early so you can wait in the big-ass line, the park, and then walk for your 15 to 30 minutes to the stadium. Then, on the way out, you will basically sit in your car and talk about the game as it takes you 3 hours to get out.
It's really horrible. Yeah,
transportation there. There's no BART train that goes there.
Yeah.
There's no train that goes anywhere.
It's where you work, but...
Basically, you have to either wait for a bus, which is the smart thing to do, but the buses that go there mostly come from San Francisco.
So you're going back into San Francisco and trying to find a BART from there.
Well, that's if you're lucky enough to live on the BART system. Me, I would just have to drive, or...
Take Caltrain.
Caltrain to a bus. Yeah. I'd rather just sit for 3 hours in my own car. At least I get to control the music better.
Well, here's my question. The whole reason it's that bad is because it's still an old school kind of stadium, right?
Location's also bad.
Location's a huge issue.
Oh, that's right. They're moving to Santa Clara.
I would love Santa Clara.
Santa Clara 49ers. But with the name of San Francisco.
The Santa Clara 49ers of San Francisco?
Yes, correct.
No, wait, it would be the San Francisco 49ers of Santa Clara.
Traffic will be good, though, apparently. Hey, location
New York
is
Jets,
really
New
good.
Jets.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, they will be our New York Jets.
We are New Jersey.
Well, you know, Chicago Bears don't technically play in Chicago. They just play near Chicago.
That's true.
But at least they're in the same state. So, you know, you got that. Yeah. They got that going for them. Oh, man. I wonder if Bruce Springsteen's going to try and sing The Wrestler, and people who haven't seen
the
movie
will
just stare
at them. That's the thing I'm wondering. Is he going to sing the song from The Wrestler?
Or is he just going to do, you know, like the old stuff that Paul McCartney did, Born in the USA and all the other hits that people associate with the boss.
Well.
Safe is safe, right?
Well, I mean, that's good. I mean, I liked the Paul McCartney show. I thought it was one of the better.
Well, that's because he's Paul McCartney.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I do have a huge bias because
he didn't have
a Beatle.
And you don't have a bunch of people trying to sing Walk This Way for a clean audience, even though, you know, that song's about getting some.
Oh, yeah, that. Well, maybe Bruce Springsteen will throw up another. Maybe he'll throw up a silhouette like Prince.
Oh, the Prince silhouette was brilliant.
Wasn't that the one where he squirted the water out of the tip of his guitar too?
I don't think he did.
I don't remember hearing any reports of that. Although it makes perfect sense.
I don't remember there being that. I think
the
wettest I ever remember a Super Bowl halftime show was that one. The Raiders and who were they playing? The Raiders were playing the.
I usually don't watch any games where the Raiders play.
Well, anyway, it was the Raiders Buccaneers. Raiders Buccaneers Super Bowl. It was Gwen Stefani at halftime, and I licked the TV screen. That was your TV.
What?
No, wait a second. You had to hold me back from licking the TV screen
right.
when she was on.
I don't think that was my TV. When was
it? Was
this?
At your apartment with Albert. Remember?
Oh.
The Raiders lost, and we all decided that we would stick around because we didn't want to go outside for fear of getting shot.
Oh, that's right.
Wait,
that's one of those
shooting?
Games where I don't remember.
No, we were just.
Didn't
no,
watch
we weren't.
The
we weren't actually shooting. I'm exaggerating, but we stayed around a little while afterward because it's like there are disgruntled Raiders fans out there, and I'm not gonna go, you know, out there.
Yeah, because it's Oakland, right? I would totally believe you if they were rioting.
We were not in Oakland. We were in Berkeley. We were still the closeted college kids.
Well, when Obama run Berkeley was crazy, like. You
yeah,
like
but
the
they
mass?
Were not angry.
But they were
crazy.
Yeah.
I would just imagine what it'd be like if he lost. Then
everything will be quiet. No.
Berkeley.
Look at what
quiet,
happened because of just the guy that got shot on the BART by
that
by
was
a police
Oakland,
officer.
Though. That was Oakland.
Yes. And the Raiders are from Oakland.
And there's this concept called spillover that we can do an S word, you know, contest, but not cut contest.
I don't
podcast
know how I would
about
talk
that
about
one.
Spillover.
I know it's a little vague.
Yeah, that's like making a subject
actually,
about
you know what?
Stuff.
You know what? It would actually probably be better in the in the podcast about another one. Stupid. We can talk about stupid for an hour. I'm
stupid
pretty sure
could
we can
come
do that.
In like 6 parts, 12 parts.
That's true. That's a mini series.
There's a
right
different
there.
Levels of stupid that you have to go through.
That's true, and also the different arts in which stupid is applied, like film, music, sports,
television, comedy.
Yeah, there's tons of stupid you can go over. We don't have
commuting.
Any of that scheduled. Oh yeah,
so, is there a team that you're particularly invested in for this year?
I am not. Going for either side. Actually, the thing is, I kind of want to go for the Cardinals because I want to see Kurt Warner like give even more of his soul to the devil.
What?
Well, this is the thing is that Kurt Warner is too religious to have sold his soul to the devil. He's too nice.
Well, then how do you explain?
He's
what happened?
An alien.
Wait,
oh.
What? Wait, who is what happened he, with Kurt save. Warner and what?
So here's the thing about Kurt Warner. About what? 15 years ago, he was a bagger at a grocery store.
Huh.
Then he decided, you know what? I'm going to go play football. Throw all of this away.
Like,
and you know what he
this.
Did? He went to the Arena League. Now, note that the Arena League is so fringe that among their owners, John Bon Jovi. He owns one of their teams.
The Sabercats.
Sabercats are awesome. You want to be a Sabercat girl. I see the commercials for that.
I don't want to be a Sabercat girl.
Being a Sabercat girl.
I think he'll be a
Hey,
Sabercat.
I would be a sexy Sabercat girl, all right?
I forgot they're called the Kittens.
Saber Kitten.
Me and the other cats, we would bring all the boys to the yard.
So going back to Kurt Warner.
Going back to Kurt Warner, he went to the Arena League, and this is the thing about the Arena League. They pay you really badly because, you know, their entire draw as a football league is that, one, they play during the NFL offseason, so it caters to football withdrawal, which I'm going to go into in 2 days. Oh, my God. After football withdrawal. Anyway, they cater to that. They have cheap seats that are really close to the stadium. Well, yeah. That are really close to the field of play. And by really close to the field of play, I mean that if you are in the front rows, you should watch out for, you know, incoming men, mostly. Helmets.
Are there
not
no
really
rules
balls
in arena football?
This is not the XFL.
This is not the XFL. Okay. And it's not Mutant League either, although Mutant League football was an awesome game. No, and so he went to the Arena League. He was, I think he went to Arena League MVP, but anyway.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was Arena League MVP. Then he went to the NFL, got a job as a backup quarterback, which is usually getting, you know, a decent
good
amount of money to hold a clipboard. And then the person in front of him got hurt.
Oh.
And so it's like, hey, Kurt, Mr. Warner, you,
How's your arm?
You know the playbook? He's like, let's do it. Like that. Super Bowl MVP.
Oh, what?
Yeah, Super Bowl MVP. That's
that year.
And then what happened the next year? It was also
a
Super
Bowl.
Yeah, two Super Bowls in a row.
And wait, when was
right?
This?
That's right.
Yeah,
right.
1999 and 2000 Super Bowls. And then, for some reason, for the past 6 years or so, well, actually, he had a little bit more success after that. But then apparently, the Kurt Warner alien returned to his native planet because Kurt Warner had a very average career in the in between years. Then, this year, you know, he's what, 37?
Yeah.
Thereabouts.
So he's a backup to Matt Leinart, USC Golden Boy. Dick. Anyways.
Wow.
So, Matt Leinart is starting quarterback for the Cardinals. Cardinals are losing as always. Matt Leinart gets hurt. And they go, hey, Kurt Warner, you were a Super Bowl MVP. So, I think we're okay with giving this team to you. And guess what? He's in the Super Bowl again. Surprise!
And if he wins, 3-time Super Bowl MVP.
Well, I don't know. This year, if the Cardinals win, then I think Fitzgerald would get it.
All right,
that's my prediction. If the Cardinals win, Fitzgerald is Super Bowl MVP.
But what if Kurt Warner gets it? What if he gets it? Then is that a big deal to be a third time?
Well, this is the thing. It's a big deal to be one. That's one thing. Two is if he wins the Super Bowl again, this makes a really good case for him to be in the Hall of Fame. Really good. Because he's had about 3 good years with the Rams. He had about a year and a half that's good with the Cardinals. And if there are 3 Super Bowls to cap that, then why not?
A grocer bagger to Hall of Fame. Oh my God.
It does make a good story.
It makes a great movie story.
I can see Disney doing that.
The Kurt Warner story.
Would it have Mark Wahlberg, you think?
I think so.
Wait, what actor do you think would play Kurt Warner? Who has that, like, you know, wholesome but still stubbly look?
Oh, shoot. I'm trying
to think. He has to be partially graying.
Can we just have Jason Statham play?
He's too British.
You can't
drive a
football.
Australian.
What do you mean you can't drive a football? You drive a football all the time.
a football that will explode.
You will notice in this podcast that we Kevin and I and occasionally our guests will have a huge hard on for Jason Statham.
He's Bruce Willis too.
He's better than Bruce.
In that category,
he's better than Bruce Willis.
You're in denial.
Yeah, you're. In, you'll
I
get there.
Seen a single Jason.
You would let Jason Statham do you, and it wouldn't be gay. You would let him do you, and it would not be gay.
Him and Christian Bale.
No, not Christian Bale. Kevin.
Christian Bale cannot play.
Only if Christian Bale was voiced by Kevin Conroy. Then I would let him do me. And it wouldn't be gay. Because he's the goddamn Batman. But yeah, who would play Kurt Warner? I think, you know, Christian Bale probably couldn't do it. He's a little too clean.
Yeah, that and being in the Batman movies implies that he's rich, which never helps when you want to be a bad boy.
I really don't know who I would want to play Kurt Warner. Could Russell Crowe play Kurt Warner?
He could.
If he was like a beautiful mind version of Russell Crowe, right?
Yeah.
The soft Russell Crowe.
Soft Russell Crowe.
Weak Russell Crowe. The gladiator Russell Crowe is the best one.
But
that's just because you want to see him naked again and oiled. Which I can't blame you for. I mean.
Well, here's the other thing I want to ask about. Now, so we talked about Kurt Warner. And so Roethlisberger is back. I haven't been following football in the past, like, 2-3 years, really. So didn't he have a motorcycle accident, though? Like, all of a sudden...
I get to say my favorite word now. He ruptured his spleen!
Wait, what was this?
In the offseason, I believe, after he won his first Super Bowl, after his rookie year, he was on a motorcycle, which, by the way, most NFL contracts will not let you do explicitly because of injury risk. Not that that stops, you know, people like Jeff Kent or Monte Ellis. But anyway,
and say motor scooters.
Perhaps it might also, you know, apply to the Major League Baseball contract situation with trucks, and by trucks I mean motorcycles with certain mustachioed jackasses who unfortunately went to Cal. So I will not speak ill of Jeff Kent. But. What was I talking about again? Oh, yeah, Ben Roethlisberger.
Very good.
Yes. Back on the plane.
He was in a motorcycle accident. I believe he ruptured his spleen. He could have died. I think more importantly, he basically missed a season. It was his sophomore season that he missed, I believe. And when he came back, he just wasn't the same for a while. You could just tell that he was terrible. He hadn't practiced. His conditioning was only okay. He was getting the crap beaten out of him, and the Steelers just suffered for it. And yeah, he had one of the stupidest accidents ever. It's like, hey, I've won the Super Bowl, and I'm golden in Pittsburgh for the next at least 5 years to decade. I mean, hell, they still like Terry Bradshaw there. I can't explain that. But he's riding on the biggest high in the world. And he's like, hey, I wonder how I'll celebrate this fact that I've got a lot of money, a lot of fame.
And I'm effectively set for life.
Oh, let's squander all of that goodwill by wasting my time and wasting the entire season of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
But he brought them back to the Super Bowl. Or was it not really
he
him?
He didn't prevent them from getting back.
Yeah.
Same way he didn't prevent them from winning.
I mean, the Big Ben thing... In his rookie season, he was actually pretty good. I mean, his completion percentage was pretty high. He made smart decisions, things like that. But when you're on a team like the Pittsburgh Steelers or, say, the Ravens, your job is not to lose. Your job is to score just enough so that the defense stays off the field and so that, you know, they don't have to worry about allowing any points. You can let them allow a few points.
Let's be honest here. Your job is to get to 10.
That's if you're the Ravens. If you're the Steelers, your job is to get to 13, I think.
All right, so let's wrap up this episode. Who do you pick as the winner for tomorrow's game?
Traditionalists would say the Steelers. I'm rooting for the Cardinals.
All right, one Cardinals.
I've mentioned this at some point that I kind of like the Steelers' offense, only because they have a particular pattern that I like to refer to as the jet stream attack. So I'd like to see that again. So hopefully they win.
I'm just going to say the Cardinals as well.
All right, and I go with the Cardinals. So,
go Cardinals. Oh, we're so wrong.
We're going to...
You can't all be wrong.
Yeah, Danny will be right, or we should bet money on it.
I bet Coors will win.
Coors will...
I bet Mickey Rourke will win.
Oh, Mickey Rourke. Yes, he's going to win.
All right. That pretty much wraps up our very first episode of the S-Words podcast. And we'll be seeing you again probably next week, where our subject is going to be StarCraft. I think that's going to be a pretty exciting one for a lot of us. And, yeah.
Sacrifice me.
My life for ire.
See you next week. That wraps up another episode of the S-Words podcast. To reach us online, we're at www.s-words-podcast.com. Or if you want to reach us by email, you can reach us at feedback@s-words-podcast.com. That's www.words-pod-cast.